Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 98 on January 25th, 2020. I'm your host, Eric. And in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on California Resources Corporation, the S&P Spiders ETF, and the Invesco Triple Q Trust. And we discussed three new trades on Kronos Group, U.S. Oil ETF, and the United States Steel Company. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners, so if you have any questions about the trades presented here, or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's eric@theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit us on YouTube, the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, this week, we saw a pullback in the equity markets after a couple of weeks of new highs. So, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 358 points this week, ending at 28,989 points. The S&P 500 Index fell 34 points, closing at 3,295 points for the week. Now, this is where the time of the show where we get into the topic of the week. The topic of the week is sponsored by the Option Studio. If you want to learn to trade options without any calculus and confusing language, visit the website to learn more about the online course. Visit www.theoptionstudio.com for more information. So the topic this week is getting out of the boat, or another way of saying it is, how do you get started trading options? I know there are several people who just listen to the show every week, and really it's my goal for you guys to learn to understand options and be familiar or at least comfortable enough to make that first trade so that you can really start to learn. Because your education really starts when your money is on the line. So I want to present ways to keep that from costing you a ton of money. But there are three things that you have to do to get started trading options this year. So number one, it's all about education, learning to trade. Now, you're doing the right thing by listening to this podcast, because if you listen to it long enough, you're going to learn along the way. You're going to learn just by listening to this show. I also challenge you to find methods of learning that will go beyond this show and go beyond even what you find in books. The books can be great. Trust me, I probably have 30 books or so on option trading that I've just acquired over the course of my year, career. The challenge with those books, of course, is that most of them fairly quickly dive into the terms that trip even professional traders up. And that's, you know, conversations about gamma or kurtosis and skew and all these other things. I've come to the point where I realize I don't need to discuss those with new traders. If I can show you how to understand where you make money and lose money, we can add all of that other complication later on. There's value to it. But I think my trading has gotten significantly better just by being able to simplify options down to where do I make money and where do I lose money. Number two, you need capital. You need some capital to open an account. Now, different trading platforms require different amounts of capital. Some of them will want you to have $100,000 in the account to trade options. I cough because that's a lot of money to put up for options when you're starting. There are places where you can open an account for $5,000 or less. I know Interactive Broker charges $10,000 to start an account. So do the research and find the one that works for your situation. Find the one that works best for you just so that you can get started. Again, this is about risk capital. This is you getting your education in trading options so that you're not just listening to me on the show, but you're listening and starting to formulate your own trade ideas and putting those to work in the market too. And then, of course, number three is make your first trade, preferably one with low risk. So remember, our goal on this show is is to last. Like, I always talk about doing two things, and that's mitigating the amount of risk that you're exposed to and locking in profit, right? Those are our two goals for every trade. So if your first trade puts your entire amount of capital at risk, then one bad trade takes you out of the market. And that, so that makes it a gamble, not a trade, right? You never want to put all of your trading capital, your at-risk capital, on one trade. Like, hey, I'm going to buy this call option. I know this stock is going to the moon. And then it goes to the moon next month and your options expired and you're out of the game. Like, you just don't want that. I can't tell you the number of stories I have personally heard of people being led into making bad risk decisions. So you have to make your first trade. And as long as it's, you know, a trade with a defined amount of risk and reward, it's great. I mean, I'm going to discuss trades on this show that cost you $30 to get started. $30. Like, it's possible to get started with one option or one spread or something like that. And so you really just need to manage your at-risk capital. And then when you understand things and sort of start getting the feel for how a company's options trade, then you can go ahead and put the real, you know, fire behind the firepower behind your trading perspective. But don't start with that. Don't start with a massive amount of money on any single trade. And that's one of the joys of option trading relative to stock. Like, let's say that I wanted to, you know, start trading some of these technology companies like Google and Amazon and some of the ones that are, you know, well over a few hundred dollars, a couple hundred dollars to get started. Well, I mean, 100 shares, you know, one lot of a stock that's $200 is $20,000, right? So if that's not your at-risk capital, oh, and if the stock loses a dollar, you know, the money adds up. So options are a great way for you to be able to manage risk, manage the amount of capital at risk, and just get started. So if you want this year, if you want 2020 to be the year where you really start to put options to work for you the way I do and other professionals do, then those are the three steps. Make sure that you educate yourself and understand. Make sure that you save some capital and open an account and look for a place that opens accounts for the size of capital that you have. So let's say you have $5,000, you have $10,000 of at-risk capital, but you want to go talk to a bulge bracket, you know, investment bank that has a brokerage arm. That $10,000, they might not let you trade options with that money. So find a brokerage that will allow you to trade. And then number three is making sure that you just get in. You've got to dive in. You don't have to dive all the way in with all your capital. You can stick a toe in, try a small spread trade or something like that. But you have to make your first trade because that's when your learning really starts. So that's it for the topic of the week. I'm sounding more like a cheerleader this morning for options than I really intend to, but there's a lot of value to getting started. And I hope that most of you guys get started this year. So let's discuss the trades from last week. We're going to start off with our cover call. We looked at California Resources Corporation, symbol C as in Charlie, R as in Romeo, C as in Charlie. Last week, the stock was trading for $8.49. I looked at buying that stock and selling the February 9 call at 70 cents, hoping for a 14.25% return in 5 weeks. Well, CRC stock fell $1.19 per share, closing this week at $7.30. The call we sold lost 45 cents, so that's profit for us. And when you add the money we earned on the option and the loss on the stock, our net result is a loss of 74 cents per share. I don't like that. So at this point, I'm actually not a believer in the stock when I look at this chart. I would actually close this trade rather than roll the strike lower. You know, I would typically look at another strike and look to sell that strike, which puts us at a lower strike in the option that's short and allows us to buy some time on the stock to strengthen. That's why we roll the strikes lower, and it typically allows us to receive an amount of money that lowers our overall loss. However, in this trade, I'm not certain that this stock is going to rally again before expiration. So that's the challenge with a covered call. And the covered call is the stock performance that can be the main source. It's the main impetus for profit or loss. And the money received for selling the option typically isn't enough to offset the risk of continued loss in the stock. So tying that back to our topic of the week, if you think that you want to get started in trading options and you've decided that a covered call strategy is your is going to be your first one, just do it on a stock that you already own and that you're committed to owning, because the stock move, if you just open a specific covered call trade, the stock move alone can end up taking you out of the game. I actually prefer getting started with a spread strategy or just buying a lower cost option. But oftentimes people buy those low cost options and those things expire worthless. Like, just always assume that options are priced the way they are priced for a reason, right? So if the market really thought that that cheap call option was going to end up being worth 10 times, they wouldn't sell it to you for cheap. Right, you're like, if you go with the economic principle, one of the core principles of economic theory is no free lunches, right? There should be no arbitrage opportunities. So everything, I go in with the mindset that, number one, there are people out there that know more about the specific details of these companies, and therefore I'm coming to the market with less information. So that's number one. And number two is that everything is priced that way for a reason. So my goal is always to put myself in a situation where I'm not hoping for the moon. I can put together a strategy that works right now for me to hopefully make money right now. There's always going to be some uncertainty. But that being said, you just want to make sure that you limit it. And you know, buying, if your goal is to go in and buy, you know, the 20 cent call options, which are $20 in real terms, they're priced there for a reason. So maybe it ends up expiring being worth $200. Maybe it just disappears and you just lose all of your money because you bought an out of the money option. So that's it. Let's move on, because I could obviously, clearly I'm in a teaching mood this morning, and you guys didn't sign on to hear me lecture on options. and if you did, email me. I have a course. I'll let you know all about it. But next up is our credit spread. We looked at a credit spread on the S&P 500 ETF, the Spiders. Symbol S is in Sierra, P is in Papa, Y is in Yankee. At the time, the stock was trading for $331.61, and we looked at selling the Feb 331 put spread at 31 cents, which creates a maximum possible loss of 69 cents per spread. So the Spiders ETF fell $2.84 per share this week. The out of the money put spread we sold is now in the money, and if we were to buy it back right now, we would lock in a 13 cent loss. I will look to sell a call spread against this put spread, so that's turning it into an iron condor for those of you who follow along. And that will allow me to limit the loss, the total possible loss, and give us a wider profit range. So a wider area where we actually finish making money in this trade. So in finding a call spread to sell, I want the strikes to be above the strikes of our short put spread. So I'm looking at the February 335-336 call spread. I can sell that for 34 cents per spread, which increases our total possible profit on this trade from 31 cents to 65 cents, and it limits our total possible loss to 35 cents. So I like those metrics quite a bit more than even our original trade. Anytime you can cut your risk in half, right? When we first put this trade on, our total risk was 69 cents. I've cut that down with this one trade. I've gone from 69 cents at risk to 35 cents at risk. And then I've taken our, when we started off, our maximum gain was 31 cents. By selling this second spread, I put us in a situation where our maximum gain is 65 cents. So this is a good trade. And oftentimes I look at my initial trade as like it's like a first negotiation. I have an idea, I put it in the market responds, and now I get plan B, which will hopefully allow me to put the 1-2 punch together to walk away with some profit for the month. So our final trade from last week was a debit spread. We looked at the triple Qs, the Invesco QQQ Trust, symbol Q as in Quebec, Q as in Quebec, and you guessed it, Q as in Quebec. At the time, the stock was trading for $223.38 per share, and I looked at buying the February 222-223 call spread, paying 69 cents for the spread, which could leave us with a maximum gain of 31 cents per spread, or roughly 45% return in 5 weeks. So last week, of course, we'd had 2 weeks of, you know, new highs in the market, and I decided to go ahead and not challenge it and just go ahead and sell a put and buy a call spread. And what happens? The market goes down. So I lose on all three trades. So consider that a spoiler. The triple Q ETF lost 68 cents per share this week, ending at $222.70 per share. The in-the-money call spread we bought is currently at the money. So if we were to sell the spread now, we would do so at a loss of 13 cents. Now, before we make any adjustments, my goal is to look at the real value of that call spread, right? So you can look at this trade in another way. We sold the February 223 call to help finance the February 222 call that we bought, right? That call currently has an intrinsic value of 70 cents, and we essentially paid 69 cents for it. So I'm less likely to close this trade. You can sell a further out of the money call spread against this long call spread if you want. So I'm looking at selling the February 227-228 call spread at 34 cents. Now, what's interesting is once again, that increases our possible profit by a magnitude of 2. It doubles it. It also cuts our possible risk in half. And I'm in favor of this trade for sure. So essentially what I wrote out all 4 strikes, 222, 223, and then looking at selling the 227, 228. And I always ask myself, okay, if this stock finishes at 220 or 230, do I make money or lose money? So at 220 with the original trade, we would be down 69 cents because that's what we paid for the spread. At 230 for the original trade, we'd have a gain of 31 cents. Okay, great. Now, when I throw in selling this 227, 228 call spread against this while keeping that first spread that I bought, basically now if we go down to 220 by the end of expiration, because remember, all of these trade ideas have an expiration, and our goal is to put ourselves in a situation where we lock in profit before or at expiration. So if at expiration with the second call spread that we sell, it's at 220, then overall we lost 35 cents. So in the first trade, we would have lost 69 cents. Now we only have lost 35 cents, I'm sorry. Now, if the stock finished at 225 with both spreads on, now we're in a situation where we gain 65 cents. Whereas in our original trade, we only would have gained 31 cents. Now, if we finish at 230, then our maximum loss on this trade is back at 35 cents. So it didn't take any calculus. It didn't take any crazy numbers. I didn't have to do any Monte Carlo simulations. I didn't have to use any sort of regression analysis and look at the changing skew or consider my gamma. I didn't have to do any of that to understand that at each of these three levels, I've actually put myself in a situation where I've cut my risk in half and I've given myself a chance to double my profit. That's a great trade, right? That's the goal that I have for you guys in learning how to trade options. That's why I do the show. I love it because the knowledge of options has been huge for me in my career and will continue to be that way my whole life. So I think anyone in the stock market should be armed with this information. So let's get into the trades, the new trades for this week. Hopefully you guys are following along. And I love that you guys listen. Sorry, I'm in full-on teaching and apparently preaching mode today. cheerleader mode. I need a bow in my hair if I had more hair. We're going to start off with the covered call on Kronos Group. Symbol C as in Charlie, R as in Romeo, O as in Oscar, N as in November, C-R-O-N. This is Kronos Group. The stock ended this week at $7.58 per share. I'm looking at buying the stock and selling that February 8 call at 35 cents, looking for a gain of 10.16% return in 4 weeks. So you enter this trade by buying Kron stock for $7.58 and selling the February 8 call at 35 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $8 per share, and the break-even price is $7.26 per share. Now, the actual dollars, the stock purchase would require $758, and then you would collect $35 for selling the option. So our covered calls are the most capital-intensive trades that we look at on the show just because of the stock purchase. But even if you were to do this trade, you're really talking about being able to put 100 shares on and one option for just under $800. I mean, that's fantastic. Now let's get into the credit spread for the week. Now, our credit spread this week, looking at another ETF that you guys have heard me mention before, and that's the U.S. oil ETF, symbol USO, U as in uniform, S as in Sierra, O as in Oscar. Stock ended the week at $11.43 per share. And I'm looking at selling the February 11 half 12 call spread at 18 cents. That yields a maximum possible loss of 32 cents per spread. You enter this trade by selling the February 11 half call at 36 cents and then buying the February 12 call for 18 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay below $11.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $11.68. In real terms, you would receive $18 per spread you sell and have $32 at risk. And our final trade this week is a debit spread on United States Steel Company. This is one of the companies I like to make trades on. You normally can find some good option trades in these in this company. So stock symbol X as in X-ray. The stock ended the week at $9.40. I'm looking at buying the February 10, 9.5 put spread, paying 33 cents for the spread, which can give us a maximum gain of 17 cents or a 51% return in 4 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the February 10 put for 99 cents and concurrently selling the February 9.5 put at 66 cents. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread. And this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay below $9.50 per share. The break-even price is $9.67. In real terms, you will pay $33 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $17 per spread. So just tying back to our topic of the day, or topic of the week, really, this is a spread that you literally can pay $33 for, and that's all the risk that you put on. If you want to buy 10 of them, it's $330. If you want to buy 1,000 of them, that's $3,300. But don't buy, that would be 100. Don't buy 100 of them for $3,300 if all you have to trade is $5,000. Because again, that's just bad risk management. And bad risk management will take you out of the game faster than anything out there. So that's it for the week. Thank you guys so much for listening. Definitely share this podcast with a friend. Tell your mother and sister about it. No, I'm kidding. They probably don't trade options, but if they do, let them know. And I hope you guys have an amazing weekend and a great week. Happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.